Good morning. 7:36 in the morning in August. No, not August. It's still not August. It's still September. I don't know why I keep calling it August. It's September 20th, the day after D-Day, the day after my big dental appointment. Yeah. Okay. A while back, like a year maybe, J.C. Hutchins had a post that he put on his blog about things that hold you back, about things that hold you down, about fears that keep you from doing what needs to be done. And then for him, it was wisdom teeth. He had some serious problem with his wisdom teeth. And he put it off. And finally, when he finally got to the point where he could do something about it, he couldn't do anything about it because he had other health issues that got in the way of having the wisdom teeth taken care of. But what he discovered was that as soon as he started taking the steps to put his life back together so that it wasn't being dictated by his wisdom teeth, he found himself lightened up. He found his load had been reduced a great deal, even though he still had to deal with the teeth. He still had to deal with the other health issues. And he posed the question, what's holding you back? And that resounded with me because, for me, it was my teeth. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool, but I still have my teeth. So those of you who listened yesterday morning shouldn't come as any great surprise. I've been talking about this dental appointment for a month or more. And the fact that it was really weighing on me, one of those things that was holding me back. It wasn't until this morning when I woke up that I realized just how much that was holding me back. Now, let me go back to yesterday. I went home, got the podcast up. My wife took me over to the dentist. Dentist gave me a couple pills. I sat there in the waiting room for half an hour while the pills took effect. And then they took me back and set me in the chair. And we did the thing. And I think I must have slept through part of it because there's no way in the world I was awake for the better part of 3.5 hours in that chair, because other than a slight stiffness of my neck and an uncomfortable crick in one shoulder, I don't really remember much. I remember sitting down and I remember him putting the nitrous oxide mask across my face. And then he did some topical anesthetic on the inside of my cheek. And that's, other than his obligatory, all right, just a little pinch here, that was the last one I remember. And he had me turn my head a little bit this way or a little bit that way, or occasionally he would adjust the clamp that he had that was holding my mouth open. And I appreciate that he probably had to use it because I was probably asleep. And while it was a little bit sore from staying open, it also wasn't horribly sore. I didn't have a jaw ache from it because apparently being asleep, I didn't push down on it too hard. It just sort of held my mouth open. Now, the thing about dentists, the thing that has been true about dental visits for me for years, perhaps 20 years or more, going to the dentist leaves me with a Novocaine headache and a sore tooth or more for 2, 3, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months sometimes. And the more work that gets done, the more pain I'm in afterwards, the more pain I carry around, the more my mouth hurts afterwards. It hurts a lot more and it hurts a lot longer when I have more work done. Yesterday, I had as much work done in a pure dental sense as I have ever had in my life. And one of the things that concerned me was, wow, how sore am I going to be the day after, which would be today? How sore am I going to be? Am I going to even be able to talk? Am I going to want to even lift my head? Because, yeah, sometimes it's that bad. Well, not only am I lifting my head and walking and talking, but other than a slight rawness on the side of my tongue from my my tongue wanting to explore the new landscape in my mouth, I got nothing. I got no pain. I got no residual leftover achy take a breath, cool air makes me jump pain. And I have had about, well, I'm going to say at least 3 fillings back there, perhaps 5. I have 2 new temporary caps back there. And I got, other than a, you know, maybe just a little ache in the jaw muscle, I got nothing. I feel like there has been a huge load taken off my shoulders this morning. Now, yesterday was a pretty fun day. After the dentist was over, because I was riding the dental drug train all afternoon, and then as part of the treatment, they recommended that I take one more small dose in the evening to stay ahead of the pain as the Novocaine wore off. So in the afternoon, I took a couple Tylenol and it started to wear off, and you get that sort of Novocaine headache. And so I took a couple Tylenol, which knocked that right out. And then after dinner, I took one more Vicodin and took my regular medications in the evening. I went to bed around 10, and I would have probably slept another hour. I woke up at 2 and thought, oh, gee, I could get up because I feel pretty good. And I thought, no, it's only 2 o'clock. What are you going to do when you get up, you dumbass? Now, if I had been smart, I would have gotten up and written John Moreau's story, but I didn't. I went, rolled over and went back to sleep. So, yeah, it was a truck, had an air horn, blew his air horn at 4:30. That got me up. It was sort of like, yikes! Oh, okay, I'm up. And it wasn't until, well, I don't know, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes later, that I realized that I didn't have any pain. You know, the Vicodin's worn off, it's gone. I don't have any issues with that anymore. The morning fogginess that I've had for the last few days is gone. I got a good night's sleep, apparently. Apparently I slept very well because I feel very rested today. I'm ready to go out and slay a couple mountain lions, which is good because I've got to go deal with some high school kids this morning at 9 o'clock. So I gotta get this taken care of so I can go talk to them. And then I may actually write this afternoon. I owe so many people so much stuff that I really have to stop being arbitrary about when I work. I've got to get some of this stuff off my plate. I owe Scott Sigler a story. I owe John Moreau a story. I owe J. Daniel Sawyer a review of his audio production book. So I go through the galleys that he's given me, the PDFs that he's given me. Take a look at that. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Hey, I gotta have a lot of this stuff done by the weekend. Moreau needs to get his book out to publish on Sunday, so he needs the story so he can get it into layout. And same with Dan Sawyer. He's trying to get his book ready to go to layout. And he's going over his notes now. I got the next to the last set of copy edits back, I think. Got one more set, maybe two more sets to go. And then that'll be ready. So I'll be able to put Cypheria's Call out. I've got the reissue of Ravenwood on the calendar for early next week, and then Cypheria's Call at the end of the week. So I'm looking at next week producing a reprint, the re-release, and then a new release at the end of the week. And I need to start recording again so that I've got the audio book ready to go. The new audio book site is ready for stress testing, and they're looking at me to provide the stress. So yeah, no pressure. And along the way, I've still got to deal with some legal issues. And I still have one rather serious, not my story thing that's... it's keeping me down a little bit. But on the grand scheme of things, I can't believe what a load off my mind this dentist thing now is. I know I still have three more appointments, because they're going to have to get the caps done, and they're going to have to get those installed. I suspect they may do that all at once, I don't know. But they'll call back in the next day or so, start making appointments for the next two major visits, and then a fourth visit to wrap up all the details and put the permanent caps in, and then schedule my next cleaning. Between now and then, I have to find a water pick. That's obvious. One of the things that is a problem for me are these deep pockets that, as one ages and perhaps doesn't take quite as good care of one's teeth as one should, pockets develop between the teeth. And once they get too deep, then just brushing doesn't clean out those pockets, neither does flossing, because flossing doesn't get into them, but a water pick does. And having had them cleaned out, it would be nice to keep them cleaned out. So I've been meaning to get one for several months. Several weeks, it hasn't been several months yet. But I have to find one. Not sure. I've looked at the grocery store, because the grocery store has things like electric toothbrushes and all the rest of that, but they don't seem to have a water pick. So I'll have to go to a drugstore or maybe Target or something. It's a beautiful morning. It's quite cool out this morning. My nose is running off my face, but since I started talking, it stopped running, so that's good. I'm trucking right along. I don't have Endomondo running this morning. But I did listen to Pandora a little bit this morning. Listen to some really lively music to get my feet moving and my heart pumping. It's a Pink So What, which I greatly enjoy. There was a Katy Perry song that was, it was okay. And then Toxic, Britney Spears. That was all I had time for before I had to start talking. So I shut Britney Spears off in the middle of her song. But the Pink song, So What? Was I really, you know, there's something about Pink that there is something about the rawness of it, something about the, I won't say the devil may care kind of attitude, but the attitude is definitely the in your face, I don't, it's not that she doesn't care, even though that's what she says. I don't think it's that she doesn't care. It's that she's not going to let what other people think get in the way of her life. And that's an important message for girls, particularly. I'm really aware of it now because my girls are at the age where what other people think is really quite important. And for the most part, what other people think is that girls should be stupid. And it's bad enough when boys push that on them, but it's when other girls push it on them, it gets me a little bit riled, if you know what I mean. Just a little bit riled. So I talked yesterday, although you probably couldn't hear any of it, because that file was so screwed up, but I talked yesterday about spending Tuesday at Heath Middle School talking to the kids. Eight classes in four separate sessions, two classes a piece each time. Some interesting questions, some very engaged young people, and some not so engaged young people. It was fascinating. I enjoyed it a great deal. I don't know if I can go back, if they'll let me come back and talk to them later or not. It was a difficult room. It was an auditorium with this huge echoing hall and just like the first three rows of kids. And so my ears were stuffed up and I couldn't hear when they spoke. They would say something and then I couldn't pick it out of the echoes. And so I had to have them repeat it two or three times. So it was somewhat awkward. Awkward. And then in the evening, I went over to Mead and met with a book club that had just got done reading Quarter Shares, their book of the month. And they were fascinating. It was wonderful to go over there. They had a nice pot of tortilla soup and some homemade enchiladas, and it was yum. Oh God, the food was wonderful. And I probably ate more than I should have. So Wednesday's diet was pretty much shot. Yesterday's diet was pretty much breakfast. that's not true. I had pizza for supper, I think. I ordered pizza because I just was not up to standing up and cooking. So back on the horse today, back to my diet, back to my routine. And it starts off with, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, it's another day. I'll talk to you then.